Dispatcher.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. President.
Is it a lovely day down there?
Beautiful.
Good. Could I check with you, Bill, to sort of see what the game plan can be with regard to Elliott and Packard? You have nothing further on it yourself.
Well, I told you I talked to Packard. He said if I could work it out with on the conflict question. I called Cindus Dennis this morning, told him the whole story about Elliott and Packard. He thought it was a very good idea.
Yeah.
Said he'd do everything he could to work it out. He thought there certainly should be some way to work it out.
Yeah.
And I told Elliott that you'd get in touch with him about coming up there.
Now, let me ask you. I think that the more I think about it, that what I ought to do is to announce Elliott in the little talk. I mean,
I just did.
I mean, so I have the hard news in it.
I think so, too.
And I thought that in announcing him, too, that I have, among his duties, I've been doing to oversee this entire investigation of this and all other activities, to et cetera. And second, that to assist me in a nationwide search for the best possible man as a permanent director of the FBI.
Good idea.
How's that sound?
Very good.
I already have man in mind, as you know, if he survives Ellsberg, but...
That's good.
Byrne.
Yeah.
Byrne. But how about just saying, and then but I think having the hard news to announce that I am in this talk, so it isn't just a talk, you know, about him.
I think that's right. I think, and it seems to me you can build him up a little bit, that he's made, you have confidence in, the public has confidence in, he's, you know, it's a reputation. Attorney General of the State, the United States Attorney.
Yeah.
And,
Right. With Elliott, come in. Sorry, just Ron coming in. With Elliott, you would say that I should bring him up here to talk to me, and then just let's leave. Should we leave Packard? Not mention the Packard thing at this point.
I asked Elliott what he thought about him.
No, but I meant in my talk.
Oh, no, in your talk I wouldn't mention.
I don't need to mention that.
No.
And then they can say who it is, and I say, well, he's acting, and we're going to take two or three days, and then we'll come up with him if we can.
That's right. No, you can't.
Yeah, I don't want to announce the switch.
No.
Fine. Okay, well, I...
Meantime, we'll have to try to work it out with Packard, but...
can I ask you one other thing? Yes, if you would.
Sure.
Ehrlichman is hanging terribly tough. I want to just get your judgment on this question again as to you believe that they both must at the very least take a leave of absence.
Yep, I do. Matter of fact, my own preference is for resignations. Now I just think it's
the leaves is won't wash.
Yeah, well that's all right, but I mean you just asked me, you know, my view and
my preference is resignation too, Bill, you know what I mean.
What I mean is I'm not leaning the other way. I'm leaning much more
but you
gotta go, and the sooner the better, I think.
And Ehrlichman too.
Yeah.
Can't really separate it.
No.
Yeah. Could let me ask you, I'm seeing them at 2 today, and I'm gonna talk to Ronald a while now. Would it be asking too much if I really need some backing for you to come up and help me talk to them about this thing a little?
Well, I'd be glad to do it. I had planned to come up and get there around 1 or something like that.
Yeah, well, I had mentioned it last night. I didn't know whether you could work it out or not. I just hate like hell to, you know what I mean? I'm not, well, if you're here at 1, that'll really help a lot. And how would you just go about talking to them? I mean, I'll talk to them, but... what will you say? You'll just lay it. You see, the point is that...
Well, I didn't realize that they were... I thought the thing was all agreed.
Well, Haldeman, yes, but Ehrlichman, I talked to him last night on the phone, and he said he wanted to raise the question with me again. You know what I mean? He feels that... and not only his case is separate, but I think he probably wants to give the president hell for not getting at this himself earlier and this and that. You know how it is. You know, well, he's not behaving well, frankly. Not behaving well, to my surprise. But my point is that uh, my point Ferguson maybe can't, due to the fact that he knows damn well I'll give it to Ehrlichman Holloman.
That's right. No, I don't think you should be put in that position, anyway.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, isn't the reason for resigning, tell me in a word what you think it is, what they've got to be told, will you? And then let me, I mean, what would you say to them? Would you just brainstorm it just for a minute with me? What the hell should they be told? What would you tell an Ehrlichman, even though he says, well, look, I'm on the paper, on Gray, I didn't do anything. On making the call to Kalmbach, I was only doing, you know, I wasn't covering up anything, and that's all I had to do with it. And as far as this plumber's operation is concerned, the purpose of that, I didn't approve anything illegal. I was simply doing what was necessary in order to protect the national security, and that was my duty. But all right, how do you answer it?
Well, I thought that the rationale, I didn't realize that they were being reluctant. They can't perform their duties now, for Christ's sake. The whole government is at a standstill because these guys are reluctant.
No, but they say that half of them is worth two if anybody else, and nobody else can do
it.
And they think they're sort of indispensable and so forth. You know, that's the line that...
Well, that's the trouble. That's what's been the trouble all along.
Yeah, but you're going to get that line that they're... In fact, they can't. They say they can perform their duties if I'll just step up and say, look, they're going to stay on until the grand jury finishes its deliberations. All right, how do you answer that?
Well...
They say the reason they can't perform their duties is that I've left it uncertain. Because I haven't. They've left it uncertain.
Well, you know, when we first talked, they said they'd do whatever you wanted.
I know. Yes.
They do it for the good of the government.
Yeah.
And you've hung in there with them too much too long. They should have done this 2 weeks ago. Now you've decided, and you've taken a course that I think serves everyone's interest, and they ought to abide by their decision. They said they'd do whatever you agreed on.
Yeah. Up to a point, they said.
What they're now saying is they'll do anything you want them to do as long as you agree with what they want done, which is nothing. Well,
it's because of it's the lawyer's influence. The lawyer is telling them over and over that if they resign, it's going to really prejudice their case and so forth and so on.
Well, I'm amazed, really am.
Amazed at what? That the lawyer would say that?
No, I'm amazed at their attitude.
Yeah. Lawyer would say that, but I don't think
a lawyer would say.
I don't think it's going to kill their case. I mean, but what's going to their case is going to depend still on proof, isn't it?
Yeah.
They of course get around the dean. Of course, Dean, I'll take care of him. I think that with him we just got to fire him. But you think so?
Yeah, but if these fellows going to act this way, I'm not sure what's better to get all the resignations. I mean, there's
yeah.
no point of
yeah. Yeah.
I think from your standpoint that
they all ought to resign. If we could, if we could, that's what we ought to do.
Well, if they're going to do it this way,
yeah.
make it difficult for you, then I think you ought to just ask for the resignation and say so. I didn't realize, I thought the whole thing had been agreed on. I'm really surprised.
Well, it had, but Ehrlichman's coming part. Well, anyway, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, Mr. Ben.